All right. We haven't talked about that.
We haven't.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Sure.
When did that begin in your life?
Portraits. When I was in the seventh grade, I got $5 a piece to do the cheerleader's drawing of her boyfriend of the week.
But wasn't that fun?
Well, sure, it was fun. I was making $5, and she had something she wanted, a portrait of Bobby. I had a girl not long ago came up to me, and I hadn't seen her in 100 years, and she said, you know, I feel so stupid. I threw all those drawings away. And I said, big mistake. Really, big mistake. But I was kidding with her. But I started then. I did a portrait of my girlfriend in the eighth grade, Debbie Oakley. She still has it hanging in her house.
Right.
Which I think is funny.
Okay, so that's in seventh grade.
Yeah. So I've done a lot of portraits. I like portraits. Portraits is not for everybody. Making a portrait, you have so many things to take into consideration. The purpose of the painting, the subject, where it's going to hang, and what's its intent. I've done many portraits of kids, portraits of bank presidents. They're good bread and butter. Right now, I've got three portraits pending. One's in Philadelphia, two are here, that are kind of what I call corporate paintings. They're going to institutions.
Make a lot of money on that, don't you?
Yeah. There aren't many who can do it.
It's really something when you paint the image of someone that you capture the spirit of the person. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
You got to try. Some have come in here. I had one guy I used to call Dead Eyes. Oh, my God. I mean, he'd just look at me, and it was like he wasn't in the room. It was hard. And you run into those things, and you think, what am I going to do? Because I think we're painters of the humble truth, basically. It's not always easy.
Painters of the humble truth.
Well, that used to be a show they did at Philbrick, and I said, this is the best line that's ever been said about still life painting. And they called them painters of the humble truth. And it was a show on American still life painting. But it really is the humble part of it. I've always loved the humble truth. Because sometimes I pick up stuff that I don't know. I had one client. I didn't know he was an alcoholic. I didn't know him. But I did know that every time I saw him, he had a glass in his hand. And when I did his portrait, and I worked from photographs, he was sitting there with a glass in his hand. Well, years later, he quit drinking. And what got him to a meeting every day from that point on was seeing that portrait of him with a glass. I had no idea.
Yeah.
So the interesting thing that I find about my work is that it can affect somebody that I'm not intimately related to, mm-hmm. but can have a profound effect in their life. All I did was paint it.
Yeah. Your first big commission for a portrait, can you remember that?
I did a portrait in Dallas of two boys. By the time I got it done, I was in fetal position on the sofa of the art dealer's house because they were talking so much money for these two portraits that it upset me. I said, I can't paint that.
This was the most you'd ever been paid. How much was it?
$37,000 for two paintings.
And it scared the living daylights out of you.
Made me sick. My dealer and this art consultant were talking over me. They were on the telephone and on loudspeaker, and I'm on the sofa, and then I'm laying on the sofa, and then I'm like, I don't want to talk about this, because I thought, there's so much writing on this, you know, everybody wanted their money, and if I didn't perform, it was scary.
How long did it take you to do that?
once I thought about how much money was mine, I thought, it just hadn't happened.
Yeah. So how talk about pricing. How do you come up with a price?
Price now is literally by the square foot.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's priced by size.
It's not by the aesthetic value of it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's business.
By the square foot?
Mm-hmm. I don't add it that way, but 4x5 is a certain price.
It's not for what's on the canvas?
Mm-mm. By the size.
Is that just in you? Is that everybody?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much everybody.
Pretty much everybody. Because that takes in count materials, hours put in.
Well, you can't take in that stuff. That's just...
We're not talking about carpet here now. We're talking about...
Well, it's not much different than carpet. It's on the wall.
Yeah.